You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
They are still counting votes.
Yeah, it's still going. Here and now, this could go into the next couple days. Then I also hear some people say we'll know more by this afternoon.
I don't know.
Yeah, a couple days. They're talking about the mail-in voting. It takes a long time to tally all those mail-in votes. And with the amount of turnout this year, there's a lot more mail-in votes, so it's just taking longer to count them all up in some of these crucial states. So,
well, you know what? I guess I don't mind waiting. I was thinking about this last night. So let me share my thought with you.
Okay.
This thing that, you know, they start releasing results at 7 p.m. Eastern time. So 5 o'clock in Colorado, they start releasing results from the East Coast. You got people out on the West Coast who haven't even gone to the polls yet. I'm not the first person to say this, by the way. I recognize that. But you've got people who are like, before they've even gone to the polls, for the people who vote in person, they're like, oh my God, so-and-so, just pick a hypothetical election. So-and-so has already got, you know, 120 electoral votes. This person's already got this. The other person, why is my vote's not even going to count? I'm not even going to go.
Sure. Yeah, you hear that a lot.
You hear that a lot. Yep. I was wondering if that's the case, and we're really trying to get people to do Some people are really trying to get people to do mail-in votes. I kind of actually just did that completely or something. Why don't they do a thing that there are no results released until the next day?
Because we're an antsy society.
I know we're an antsy.
We need to know now.
We need immediate gratification.
We need to know kind of where things are standing.
That people all the way from the East Coast to Hawaii, okay?
Yeah.
Which is hours later.
Yeah.
All get to spend all of the, you know, first Tuesday of November voting. Then starting Wednesday morning, they start, boom, they can just do the, like, all the results at once.
I like that a lot. Yeah, like by noon, whatever time zone,
yeah, we'll
Wednesday.
Just have a big party the next day.
Things will start coming out. Nobody's tired and anxious, really.
Because we don't have results anyway on the day of the election.
Yeah,
so why
not
just say voting day is on Tuesday, Wednesday or Thursday, we release all the results. I don't see why we don't do that.
Because we're antsy, man.
Well,
this is antsy America. This is the same people that go to a restaurant and they say, what's the wait time? And it's 45 minutes. So you stand there waiting, but you still go up every 10 minutes and so and say, how much longer?
Where's my name on the list?
Where's my name on the list? Is it close?
I don't know. I know I'm not going to ever get my way with this, but as an idea, man, I just think that that's what we should do.
Yeah.
Vote without releasing results so the entire country can do it.
It on the ballot. Come on.
You know, I was also thinking about this, that in a way, this whole thing is like reality TV. And that might be why so many people are dialed in watching. I mean, I was watching my wife and stepdaughter last night spend hours on the couch, could not take their eyes off the, you know, stuff that was going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, this, I think we love the drama.
Well, sure we do. And then this, I mean, it affects a lot of people's lives when it comes to this. It's important to be involved and sit down and watch all of this. And, you know, like your wife, I was on the couch from, gosh, I want to say 4 or 5 o'clock last night until I went to bed at 9 something. And I had 3 screens in front of me. I had the TV going, my iPad, and my phone. Tracking results, texting with people, watching the news. You know, I'm trying to stay informed and involved. It is our country still. So, I don't know, man.
I couldn't be happier with the election turnout in terms of the number of people.
A lot of people turned out.
And we were talking earlier about how some countries have mandatory voting. It's compulsory. You have to vote. And I guess I don't want to get to that level in the United States, but I'm glad that voluntarily 140 to 150 million people cast a ballot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you know, in years past with these elections, we've actually had election parties and get-togethers. And I was a little bummed this year because you really can't because you're not supposed to because the Rona. Because I love having little get-togethers when these things go on, and just it kind of makes you feel close to people and a sense of community. And I was texting with some of my neighbors last night, and they're like, should we just bring a TV out onto the driveway? We can have some drinks and watch this go down. It's like, yes, but no, I can't. Can't do it. But my kiddos were excited. The kids actually sat down for a little bit last night and watched the election with us. And we're kind of explaining how everything works. It was kind of fun to see the little twinkle in like Reed's eye when he was finally getting how everything was working, and kind of did the math as far as when he's going to be able to vote and what his thoughts are on elections and who he likes this time around. And, you know, and of course he immediately goes to like what your 18-year-old stepdaughter's doing with Gretchen, you know, whoever the parents are voting for, that's who he likes, you know?
Yeah.
So we've already swayed him a little bit.
You've brainwashed him.
I've brainwashed him.
You've brainwashed your child.
Right. But
one other thought, and see what you think of this.
Yeah.
I was thinking about this morning because they were talking about these battleground states. There are certain states that, you know, flip back and forth depending on the election. You know, one election cycle, they might be blue. The next, they might be red. Then red, then blue, then blue, then red. And I've decided I love that. I love that we have battleground states, because otherwise it is kind of boring, right? You know, you get to a certain state and, you know, the second that the polls close, they just flash it a certain color because they're like,
you already know it's coming. It's like Arizona state, this time around. Everyone's like, whoa, Arizona flip-flopped.
Arizona flipped.
Yep.
But then you've got other states that do just go back and forth. Isn't it Ohio that has been, you know, on the winning side for each election for X number of
years
now?
Yeah.
And, you know, so it just goes back and forth. And I've decided that I like that. I think it's boring that some states are always the same, you know, no matter what.
Yeah, it is.
But there are other states that are like, hey, we're going to decide this time.
Let's just
go
with the flow. I don't know. Well, as of right now, I think what we're seeing is it's really going to come down to Michigan and Wisconsin. I think those were the two that it's going to be.
And also
like
Nevada?
Possibly Nevada. I don't know. I keep seeing a lot of Michigan, Wisconsin. Like, if whatever those two go, I think is kind of what's going to happen.
How fun for those states to get a nice, you know, puffed up sense of self-importance that, yeah, we're deciding for the nation.
That's
when
right.
In reality, I mean, it's all of the states. I mean, just because the results came in earlier for some others, but Wisconsin and Michigan are going to feel really, really important.
Yes, they are, man. Mm-hmm. You're walking around all snotty. I don't know. Do we want to open this up to anybody? I don't want to get into big.
No, I'm afraid.
I'm afraid too.
Because
I don't want.
I don't want ranting. You and I are taking it from a nonpartisan. So we're just talking about the process and how fun it is and all that.
Yeah.
I don't want to open the phones, because try as they might, some people can't help themselves and they'll just start ranting about something.
Right.
And I don't want that.
Did you guys have snacks last night? Election snacks? Anything worth munching on?
They were eating more Halloween candy and then something else. I told you I was upstairs. I didn't sit and watch the returns.
Yeah, I was stress eating like crazy.
Like what?
Bad time of year, like right after Halloween, to have an election with kids in the house. Like, I was digging into their buckets. Don't tell them, because they actually hid them from me and I found them. I was digging into their buckets and eating all the Reese's peanut butter cups.
Wait a minute. Your daughter is 5. How the hell can she hide a bucket?
She did pretty good. She dug out some pots and pans and stuff from one of the cabinets in the kitchen and put it in the way back of it.
Really?
And then kind of built a little pot and pan fort around it.
Then how did you find it?
Oh, I went digging. I went searching. I had a hankering last night. I was
like, you are a snitch.
It's around here somewhere. So I was having to like distract her with things, you know, what's over there? And I'm like going through stuff.
Did you recalibrate Reed's metal detector so that it reads candy?
It's a peanut butter detector now.